Before we start, do you consent to being interviewed for the COVID-19 Archive Project?
Yes, I do.
Can you please state the date and time?
It is September 19th, 11:27 a.m.
Okay, can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
My name is Eric Chapdelaine. I am currently a freshman at Northeastern University. I'm originally from Bedford, New Hampshire.
And where were you when the pandemic first started out?
So when this pandemic, COVID-19, first kind of came to light for me was the Thursday, I believe it was March 12th, or that Thursday, when my school, my high school, Derryfield, emailed people saying that the school was going to close down on that Friday, which was kind of unexpected. We kind of thought that it was going to close kind of the weeks after, like a few weeks after spring break, but we did not expect such a strong response so quickly.
How did you feel about the pandemic when you first saw it on the news?
So when I first saw it on the news was way before this. Just heard about some like virus outbreak in China, and since it was so far away, it didn't really affect me, and I didn't really give it much thought, which probably looking back isn't a good thing. But it just kind of was another thing on the news that I did not pay too much attention to. I really started thinking about it when my school had an all-school assembly, just kind of specifically about this virus very early on. My friends and I were talking about how this was kind of, we thought this was too strong of a response, we thought it was too quick, like we thought it was like, this was just gonna blow over and that was it. But kind of my administration was very adamant saying like, we might go online and whatnot, and we're just like, yeah, right, that's never gonna happen. Obviously looking back, that was definitely the right call to kind of bring that into the minds of everyone at school very early, and then kind of reassess from there. So I'm thankful that of my school's response. But I will say I was very surprised.
So when, if ever, did you actually start worrying about the pandemic?
So the weeks kind of leading up to spring break, there were more and more thoughts about kind of, oh no, this is coming to the United States, like this is going to affect everything, like school is going to close. And so we were kind of thinking about it like seriously at this point. And we were kind of expecting, like I said before, the first few weeks after break to be closed down, but then we would go back to normal, and that's it. Obviously, when spring break came closer and closer, infection rate and kind of case numbers skyrocketed, so we were more like, oh, wow, this is really going to affect everything. And then it kind of did that Friday when they canceled school, and we were on Google Meet for the rest of the year.
So how else did it affect you in your senior year of high school?
Right, so this was my senior year, so we had a lot of things planned. And so there's graduation, prom, a few other like senior-specific things that we were all looking forward to. And so obviously, all of this had to get canceled. We did still have graduation, but it wasn't what we were expecting at all. What really affected me the most about this, besides obviously classes being online and I would never leave the house, would actually be not interacting with kind of the people I would interact with on a daily basis. Like I would still talk to my friends because, you know, I would text them and whatnot, but just like those people that I was friendly with in all of my classes, the last time I saw them was on a random Thursday, and that kind of really is a thing that kind of hits me the most.
Did you also have a job that was affected by the pandemic?
So I did not have a job going into the pandemic, but I did get one kind of midway through the pandemic. And yeah, it was considerably affected by COVID-19. And years previous, what this job was is we would go, and it was a camp, and I would be a camp counselor and kind of teach kids computer science and how to kind of make basic video games. Obviously, that hasn't got switched online this year. And we tried to kind of keep the same experience as we had years previous, but that was very hard considering how much we had to change in such a short amount of time, especially since we were not in person with these kids. I'm actually surprised at how well we made it work, but at the same time, physical contact and being in person is a very important thing.
looking forward, how do you think it's going to affect your life or the lives of people in this society?
Right, so it's I don't think it's going to affect my life personally, beyond how the societal changes, such as kind of normalizing mask wearing and hopefully social distancing and cleaning and sanitizing everything. But this actually is going to be a huge effect on kind of the society as a whole. Because what I hope is going to happen is, because we know that online things, such as like jobs and school, can like obviously can work over Zoom, we are hopefully going to be more likely to kind of do that in certain situations, such as if somebody's sick and doesn't want to come to school or work any given day, they hopefully can just jump onto Zoom and have like that, even after this pandemic, and just having that normalized. That's going to be a very important thing for our society, I believe.
So you mentioned some positive effects. Do you think the pandemic will have any negative effects on our future?
Absolutely. I think that the social divide that this has caused between those people who kind of care about minimizing kind of infections and those who don't really care that much is kind of growing. This is a very pressing issue. And I think that any social division like this is detrimental to society. So I think that that's going to be a huge negative effect, obviously, as well as those directly affected by COVID-19. But I think overall, as a society, this virus is going to be beneficial, and we're going to progress because of it.
All right. Thank you so much for sharing your thoughts.
Thank you.